just to, I lumped them all together into sort of that one big question. So why don't we take a look at it? There is a lot of fear out there. That's for sure. And what does the Bible say? 2 Timothy 1:7, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, or does not give us a spirit of fear, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline, or, you know, as other versions say, you know, just...
Yeah, sound mind.
Yeah, yeah, sound mind, that kind of thing. And then, of course, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him or acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight or will direct your path. And of course, 1 John 4:18 tells us that perfect love casts out fear. Now, all these verses and more, you know, from the Bible point to how we need to trust God to handle anything that comes our way. You know, God was not surprised by this outbreak. He was not surprised. He saw it coming. He knew it was coming. The point here is to not panic about this. I mean, like, we need to trust God to handle it all, that he's going to provide for our needs. But we do have a role to play. We're not just going to sit there and go, okay, God, take care of it all. I'm not going to do a thing. Mm-hmm. No, we do need to actually do something. Like, we need to actually make sure that we're doing our due diligence of, you know, washing hands and making sure that, you know, we have a reasonable amount of stock, not going crazy like some people have.
Don't sneeze on people.
Yeah. You know, and just
in general,
not panicking. Instead, we need to do our part to be prudent, even help those in need, you know, reach out and help those in need. And we just rely on God to help us get through these times, you know, ask him for that peace, trust him to give us that peace. And I know there's been a lot of concern and fear out there, and yeah, rightly so, with how fast it spreads and everything. And I thought at this time it would actually be very prudent to take a moment and just pray over what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. So
why don't we just do that for a second? Father God, I just come before you, and just on behalf of everyone, Lord, I pray that you would be in this situation with COVID-19 and just be with those that have the actual virus, and pray that they would heal from this, Lord, that they would get through it. I pray that you'd be with the families of those that have lost people to this virus. And I pray that this would be something where people would turn to you, that they would look to you and go, okay, Lord, what is it that you are trying to teach through this? Why is this being allowed? And that they would search you out. But most of all, Lord, that they would seek you as their Lord and Savior and seek out that peace that the world cannot understand. Because at this time, Lord, the world is panicking. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just bring a peace that the world just cannot understand, and that cooler heads would prevail. And that, Lord, this epidemic that has been spreading out, that you would just indeed remove it and bring healing to everyone. So, Lord, we just dedicate everyone to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.